L'kayim aleihem liyos oisim is yom arbo asar l'chodesh adar. Yes, yom chamisha asar bay b'chol shana v'shana. Mordechai sends to all the Yehudim in the Medina of Achashverosh that they should keep the 14th and the 15th of Adar as Purim l'dayros. B'chol shana v'shana. Every single year. This phrase, B'chol shana v'shana, is the subject of a machloikes, Megillah, Davav Amud Beis, about a year like this year, where you have two Adars. When do you read the Megillah? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef learns from B'chol shana v'shana that just like every year you read the Megillah in the Adar right following Shvat, because of Ein Mavir in our mitzvah. So too, this year, even though there's a second Adar, because of Ein Mavir in our mitzvah, because mitzvah bol yadcha al tach mitzena, we don't procrastinate doing mitzvahs, so you lean into the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that although one can't deny the significance of Ein Mavir in our mitzvah, it's a din, it's a fact. Every time you put on tefillin in the morning, you make sure that you're not maver al mitzvahs. But when it comes to Kriyas and Megillah, so we suspend Ein Mavir in al mitzvahs, and we say that B'chol Shana V'Shana, just like every year, it's built into the calendar that Purim is followed in 30 days afterwards, Pesach. We're Masmich Geula LeGeula, so we forget about Ein Mavir in our mitzvahs, and we make sure that we're being masmich geul geula. Very easy to understand, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi. Very easy to understand why we would say that part and parcel of the calendar is that the first chance that you get to read Megillah is the time that you do it. But what's Rav Shimon Gamliel saying? What's the significance of being masmich geul geula? It's so important to have Purim, right before Pesach, that we suspend this idea of not procrastinating mitzvahs, mitzvah bal yodcha al tach mitzena. The phrase of masmich geula legeula is reminiscent of another phrase, another din. Comes down in a number of gemaras and brachas, and it's how we daven every day, in shachris, and mairiv. We're masmich geula letfila. Right after Gaal Yisrael, so you daven. Even in Meiriv, where it's not right after Gaal Yisrael, so Hashkivenu, the continuation, is a Geula Arichta. But Geula is always Samuch L'Tefila. And the Gemara gives us a whole bunch of glorious promises as to what's going to happen if we're Masmich Geula L'Tefila. The Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis, Ezehu Ben Olam Haba, Zehasemich Geula L'Tefila. The Gemara in Dav Tes Amud Beis. Anybody who semech gula l'tefila, einai nizai kalayim kulay. Doesn't get damaged the whole day. The Yerushalmi there says that if you're semech gula l'tefila, ein hasatan mekatrig b'isei yom. The satan is not going to talk against you. The Gemara in Brachas Tes Amud Beis says that Rav Runa, on the day that he was semech gula tefila, like pasak chucha mipume kula yoma, he smiled the entire day long. And to top it all off, the Navi Yeshaya says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he says v'hatoyv beinecho asisi, he says that I did what was good in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did he mean? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, shesamach geula letfila. Being semech geula tefila is taiv. Not learning shas, not davening properly, being masmich geula tefila. But what's the big deal here? You say Gal Yisrael and then you daven, you're a ben olam haba, no nezek, you smile the whole day, that's considered to be absolute taiv. Obviously, we're not talking about just a seder tefila here, we're talking about an attitude in life. And if we understand what it means to be masmech geula tefila, So then maybe we can go back and understand what the power of being masmich geula legeula is as well. You ever have a period in your life where things weren't going too good, maybe even worse than that, where you felt that the words of Shemayna Esrei, Re'evion Yenu V'riva Rivenu, look at our anguish, look at our pain, fight our fight, U'galenu L'man Shemecha, talking right to you. I think we all have. But then did you ever have an experience where the geula came? You got a clean bill of health. Or you got the raise that you were waiting for. Or you're in shidduchim, and you finally think that you found the right one, and you're not sure that she's going to say yes, and she did. Or you're expecting a child, and there's anticipation of problems, and then Baruch Hashem, the baby is born, and everything is fine and healthy. How do you feel? Obviously, how you feel. You're ecstatic. You're exuberant. You're full of simcha. You're in ecstasy. But then there's the question. Who do you share that with? You go back and you tell your friends. You pat yourself on the back and you say, well, I knew it was going to end up good anyway. We all know what we ought to do. When the geula comes and we're in that state of ecstasy, that's when we should talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rashi in Brachas on Dalet Amud Beis quotes the Yerushalmi. In explaining what it means to be masmich geula tefillah, why we have to do it, he says, anybody who's not masmich geula tefillah, when a geula comes and you don't daven, you're like an ayev shel melech, you're like a friend of the king, you have insight, you have inside information, you have inside access to the king, and you knock on his door, and the king opens the door, and you're gone. When a geula comes, says Rashi, he's quoting Yerushalmi, the king is close to you. Shukari velo, the Shechina's there. When you have the simcha of a geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close by. What are you supposed to do in that situation? That's when you're supposed to daven. That's when you're supposed to talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom. If a person has that attitude in life, that when something good happens to him, the Shechina is there, so I have to relate to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You're always in a state of ecstasy. And you're a ben olam haba. You don't live in a mundane, boring world. You live in a world of the Shechina. Even in olam hazeh, you're in the middle of olam haba. Ein anizek kol hayom. Ein asatan mekatrek b'is hayom. Why? Because habiteich b'Hashem chesed yisei v'venu. When you live with the Shechina, when you live in a world of Einoid Novaroi, when you live in a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of everything, there's no Satan. There's no physical Nizakin. Everything is taken care of. We make our own problems. And finally, that's what Chizkiyahu HaMelech means. When he says, V'hatoy beinecho asisi. That what is it that I did that was truly good? I was a person who was masmich geula tefillah. That any time something great happened to me, any time there was a Yeshua, I immediately channeled that towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I lived in a world where I lived with the Shechina. What does it mean to be masmich geula legeula? Geula is not just a historical event. Geula is not just something that happens. Geula is an attitude. When something good happens to you and you feel happy, you feel ecstatic, you feel an exuberance, you realize that the Shechina is there. But there's a problem. That if you don't act on it right away, like any ecstasy, it starts to wane. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait a day, or two, or three, or 5 weeks, for 9 weeks, it's gone. So whereas one would have thought that we should say that have the period of Geula as long as possible, we can't do that. Because Masmich Geula Geula, we want to keep the intensity of that Geula so that we can live the experience of Geula. We can live the experience that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karev Eleinu. We're his friends. We just knocked on the door and he's there. So after Purim and then after Pesach, we feel the shleimus of this midah. We feel the shleimus of this experience of Geula. The Ner Michal Alumni Association of Yeshivas Teres Moshe is proud to present the next in our series of audios for the Maya de Hashana, this one entitled Masmich Geula LeGeula. May we and all Klal Yisrael be zeiched during this period of Geula to the Geula Asida B'mehera V'yameinu.